4 months ago, two Philadelphia moms petitioned for lactation rooms at Amtrak's 30th Street Station and D.C.'s Union Station. Now, with 60,000 signatures in hand, they're still waiting to see if this will spark any changes at Amtrak. WHYY's Emily Scott reports.
When Lacey Colmoose arrived in D.C.'s Union Station this summer, she struggled to find a place to pump breast milk before running to a meeting. The first place she tried was the station's public bathroom, but it was crowded and dirty.
So I went to the information desk, and I asked the women there, like, where I could pump if they had a lactation room. And they looked at me like I was insane. Like, what is a lactation room? And they suggested I go to the public bathroom. I said that wasn't an option.
She ended up pumping in a single bathroom in a Starbucks nearby. The bathroom wasn't clean, so she put paper towels down over the sink and placed her pumping gear there. She stood and pumped for 15 minutes, despite people knocking on the door every 2 minutes.
And when I came out, I just, whether people were staring at me or not, I felt really self-conscious. And so that experience just made me furious.
2 months later, she created an online petition requesting that Amtrak provide lactation facilities at Union Station. But she wanted it to go beyond D.C. Through an email listserv, she met Samantha Matlin, another working mom in Philadelphia who had similar problems on Amtrak. She created a petition for 30th Street Station, and Matlin says the two efforts have attracted a combined 60,000 signatures.
If there's this many people who are willing to sign something, that means this many people have either experienced this directly or indirectly. They're thinking about it. They get it.
The petitions were sent to Amtrak officials in August, but Colmoose and Matlin still haven't received a response. Responding to WHYY's request for comment, a spokeswoman said Amtrak hopes to have a viable solution in the next few months, but declined to comment further. Matlin and Colmoose say it's an easy solution. Create a private space for women to pump at their stations. If they're not able to offer a room, then buy a lactation pod, which is a portable private room for breastfeeding and pumping, something the Philadelphia Airport and Pennsylvania Convention Center already have in place.
And they should really take this opportunity to do the right thing, to be on the right side of history, and send the correct message to their ridership, many of whom are women, and many of those women do have children and have breastfed or are breastfeeding right now.
Colmoose said she hopes one day there will be lactation rooms or pods at each of the 500-plus Amtrak stations in the country. For WHYY, I'm Emily Scott.